Yo, I'm Jason from Ingested, and you're watching CMS TV.
Your classic metal show right here on the classicmetalshow.com. Kicking off the show tonight, we heard something from Red Rain from their latest release, Don't Look Back, with the title track. And we heard Pantera with Cowboys from Hell. And that one goes out to Now Working Dale from his good friend and lover, Sal. And coming to the mic is my good friend and the cowboy from hell, Chris Aiken. What's going on, Chris?
Hello, kids. How are we?
Well, we're back. We're back again after a disastrous Thursday.
Well, it was fun for us, but it was a disaster to experience. That's for sure. Yeah. Holy
it
smokes.
Was horrific.
Did you sleep good Thursday night from the boredom of that awful special?
Well, I will tell you, I slept good because I consumed a couple of Jack and Cokes during the fuck fest that was Hannah Gadsby and the help of fine whiskey put me to sleep and help me forget the day's events.
Yeah, it was tragic. I know it was so bad it made me want a case of Bud Light, for God's sakes. It was horrible.
It drove you to drink. It was so really bad, it drove you to drink.
Really, really came close. That was as close as I've come to drinking something, not only drinking, but drinking something horrible as well, because that was a train wreck.
That was a shit fest, but for those of you who may or may not know what we're talking about, Chris and I hosted a special two-hour edition of the CMS for the paid subscribers of the CMS on Thursday, and we reviewed the new Hannah Gadsby, I hate to call it a stand-up comedian special because it was like, I don't know what you want to call it. It was a trash bowl is what it was. And boy, that you talk about 2 hours of unfunny.
Yeah, the only funny was us.
That's it.
I thought back about it, and I think I came up with one laugh the entire time. One. And that was like a gimme laugh. It wasn't even like a real laugh. You know. No, it wasn't even like a true laugh. It was a well, that's funnier than all the rest of this shit, so I'll give it a chuckle laugh. That's what it was.
Right. Well, the only laugh I got, or I shouldn't say the only one, the very few laughs that I got, is you with the, I thought this was going to be a fun evening, but it's only making me mad.
Yeah, well, it did. That is true. That was definitely true. It was making me very annoyed. By the end of it, I was so goddamn frustrated. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, just get the fuck out of here with this shit.
Well, we appreciate everybody who tuned in on Thursday and participated live. And I'm assuming it's available for the paid subscribers.
It is not available for the paid subscribers.
Okay.
No, the live events are just that, a live event.
All right.
It's not, I may put it up. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay.
Because it was commentary, that's legal. And the fact that we stopped and did the fair use and everything, all that stuff is legal. The fact that it's behind Netflix's paywall, I don't know that it's legal to make it available.
All right. It's not because Chris is trying to punish you. It's just that
there's
legal issues that have to be sorted out or at least verified before we can do that.
Yeah, and I actually emailed somebody at Locals to get a confirmation, and I have not heard back yet. So if they say I can leave it, I'll put it back up. But if not, then not. You know, I mean, it was advertised for 7:30 on Thursday. That's when it aired.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah,
crazy Warlock with a very good point.
Yeah, that was punishment.
Was punishment.
Yeah. So I guess if, you know, for whatever reason, we're not allowed to post it, if you did not participate on Thursday, you missed it.
You missed it. That means that you got to rearrange your schedule.
Yeah.
When we do these things.
The world revolves around us, fuckos.
That's right. when we do the power slap in a couple of weeks, you better tune in. That's all exactly. I got to say. You better tune in.
Exactly. Right. But, we're back. Chris has a little bit of an announcement this evening to kind of give you an idea of what this evening's events are. It's going to be a little bit of an abridged show tonight.
Yes. I have obligations that I have to handle by Monday. I have to have them done, and I'm not even close. So there was a thought for a while about canceling. I actually canceled out on, I was supposed to be a Coats for Kids benefit before the show tonight. I canceled out on that. I'm cutting tonight to 3 hours so that I can get back to work and doing my worky work stuff. I rearranged Monday so that Eric and I are going to actually be live on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern because I can't give up the daytime to record. I'm like under a real crunch work-wise, so we're going to cut it a little short tonight, but we're here.
But the good news is, yes, I will stick around a little later after our 3 hours and take requests.
There you go.
So for those of you who are always jonesing for more music, I'll stick around for a while, take your request, and you know, if anybody wants to talk to me for any reason, I might take a few phone calls if you're so inclined. So
there you go.
I'll stick around, play some of your tunes and hang out a bit and, you know, try to fill out your Saturday night. But no, Chris has got to go make the money. He's got to go make his daily bread.
I really do. And I can certainly use it. So once they start saying, we'll give you extra to do this, I'm in. I'm like, yep, I'm in. I'll get it done.
So he'll make a few shekels more.
That's right. And as you can probably tell, I'm tired as hell. I have not slept. I'm like, you know me, Mr. takes a nap like religiously for the show. Yeah, no nap, no sleep at all since yesterday. I'm on like about 36, 38 hours. So I'm drinking coffee to keep going, and I'm just driving through because I got to get shit done.
It's like cramming for an exam.
It really is. But I'm going to pass this exam because I want the high grade.
Yeah. Well, I was up, I think I went to sleep around 11 or midnight last night, and I woke up at like 5:30 this morning just to get up and get something to drink.
Right.
And then I went back to sleep, and then I woke up at 8:30 and got up to go to the bathroom and get a drink. And I thought, okay, it's 8:30, time to get up. So I was laying there in bed wondering, okay, well, what do I need to do today? Next thing I know, it's 12:30. I went back to sleep, and I actually slept better during those 4 hours than I did the whole night. I don't know what it was, but I just got so relaxed that I just zonked out. I woke up, and it was like 12:30. I was just like, holy shit.
You're so, like, damn, well, now that it's 12:30, I can't do anything. I'm going to just hang out here.
No, I had to do something here in the studio. I replaced the amplifier for my studio monitors today.
Okay.
The amplifier I had, it started doing the fade in and fade out.
Oh, boy. You know? Yeah.
And, you know, it's not real expensive, but I ordered a new one, and it came yesterday. So I thought, okay, I'm going to get that monitor or the amplifier hooked up and stuff. And it's I got these studio monitors here, and man, I bought this 1,000-watt amplifier. Boy, I tell you what, talk about a difference in sound. That is just amazing when you're used to listening to like 100 watts.
Right. Well,
this is 1,000 watts, and man, I tell you, it just made a huge difference. And
it's booming.
And the clarity, it's not because it's louder. It's just, it makes the clarity of what you're listening to very defined. And so, like, holy shit, I've been missing out on this for all these years. So yeah.
No longer.
Yeah. So I was up here replacing the amplifier and, you know, doing a little maintenance in the studio and getting shit ready and texting and talking to Sal. I spoke with Sal on the phone today and just caught up with shit with him. And of course, the, you know, I might have to cede my position as the driver of the Trump train to Sal because he wants that position so bad.
Will that really bug you? I mean, you don't keep up with it as much as much as Sal does. He lives for it, doesn't he?
He does. He does. He lives and breathes it. I did catch our mentor Anthony Cumia. He did a special show yesterday. I think it was the day yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
From his house, and he did it was just a live broadcast. And he did about an hour's worth of commentary on what's going on in the world today, you know, when it comes to the Ukraine war and the things going on in Israel and the presidential, you know, election and what they're doing to Trump and the
reasons
and, you know, all this stuff. You know, he did some really good commentary. So I'm going to shoot that link over to Sal because he will get a 24-hour erection just listening to Anthony talking about the injustice that Trump is going through with all these, you know, constant prosecutions and this having to put up $500 million in fines and things like that, you know, just doing everything they can to ruin this guy.
Right.
You know, anything they can do, you know, so Anthony was very on point, very, you know, succinct in his analysis and good stuff. So I was watching that before we started doing the show tonight. And then the second hour of his show was him participating in Call of Duty.
So right.
For those who enjoy the gamer stuff, he was playing his Call of Duty live on the video stream.
Right.
So you can watch that too. So if you like to hear a lot of profanities and Anthony does, fuck! Damn it, motherfucker! It's like, Anthony, you just had your heart work done. You need to take it easy.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's on the back half. Well, I guess we're getting both opinions here. Here's my president.
Yes.
And then there's Trump for prison, 2024 scumbag.
Okay.
So I guess we're kind of even on that one.
Right.
Like the rest of the country, I guess.
Right, of course. Tapioca brain. And of course, I want to welcome everybody who listens to the show by way of various means, whether it's through the locals, people who participate in the locals chat, the Rumble chat, everybody on the video streams, everywhere you are. So welcome, my friends. Always
hello.
Good to see you. Always hello. Good to have you here with us.
Now they're going to start fighting.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wasn't bringing that up to get into any kind of political discussion. I was just bringing you up to date on what I was watching.
I'm just laughing at the fact that somebody would actually get fucking mad because of something stupid said in the chat room.
Yeah, that's triggered. That's one of the worst things next to bullying. Triggered. Mm-hmm.
Triggered. Bullying. Yeah.
Bullying.
The triggered I'd like to see comes in a different form.
Right.
Very different form.
So funny. But anyway, you know, I'm just glad to be back. This week flew by for me. It was a very, very, very busy week. Aside from the Thursday night pit stop we did here on the CMS. But I'm feeling good. Spring is here. You know, the weather is a little bit wonky now and again, but just glad to see it. I'm glad that time change happened. So this is the time of year I seem to perk up and feel better about things. I don't know why. Mindset, I guess.
Well, it's because
breaking out of the winter doldrums.
Well, it's because the fucking winter is finally starting to end. Although we had snow again this morning. It's like, what the hell? I woke up to a snow-covered ground. I was like, what the fuck is this?
But it went away pretty quick, though.
Yeah, it melted off, but it's still really annoying.
Well, it's not like you had anywhere to go.
Now that is true, but my feet get cold sitting in my living room. My feet get a little cold.
You think the snow outside makes your feet get cold inside?
Yes, the cold coming off the snow.
Is that what happens?
It comes in on the low by my feet.
You got cracks underneath your door. The snow comes blowing in at your feet.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm living like a hobo. I just pull a sheet down over a hole in the front.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just wish it would just settle into a nice 60 degrees every day. That would be super nice. But
yeah,
another month and it'll be that, I would imagine.
Absolutely. But anyway, yeah, I always kind of feel like I'm perking up a bit and feel a little more energetic and feel like doing something for a change. And, you know, instead of just kind of like, I think I'll just stay here in bed.
Yeah, I hear you. I wish I could have today.
I imagine you would. But, you know, once you make your bones and make your deadline for Monday, then you can go, okay, I can take a little bit of a nap.
Well, I can guarantee you, Eric and I are going to go live at 8 on Monday. We'll probably be done by like 9:30. I will be asleep by 9:35.
Are you doing the Seth Williams show as well?
Yeah, I'm going to do the Seth one at 4, but that gives me the whole day, basically. And my deadline's noon, so truthfully, tomorrow's probably not going to be a sleep day either. I'll probably grab a little sleep tonight, like 2 or 3 hours, and then I'll bust through till Monday at noon. Then I might take a little nap. Then I'll do the Seth show. Dude, I'm driving toward what I always do, which is getting my schedule completely fucked up. But I got to do it. I got to make the money.
Yeah, Chris Aiken, the only capable co-host on internet radio.
I am. I'm the only guy that exists.
The only guy who can be co-host of any show.
I really am.
Because people are just not capable of carrying on a conversation or being topical or being intelligent enough to, to do whatever you have to do at the spur of the moment.
It's a gift. Everybody just wants to hear more of me.
That's so funny in our circle of friends that apparently you're the only guy who can co-host.
I am.
Whether it's Toomey, whether it's your friend John Drake, whether it's
Matt.
Whether it's Matt, whether it's me.
Yeah.
You were originally my co-host, but you know.
I've spread the wealth. There's so much of me.
People just glomming on to the success of the CMS.
That's right.
Glomming on.
That's it.
Yeah, get out of here, you glommers.
They all know it's all about me. Oh, man.
Silly.
Yep, silly. So.
The most exciting and most talked about show today is Chris Aiken Presents. If you like great interviews, real road stories and more, then Chris Aiken, Eric Ferrantinos, and their cast of characters have the show that you need to watch. Catch the show live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at ChrisAiken.net, CMS TV, Wowza TV, Rumble, and X. There's always lunacy happening on Chris Aiken Presents.